Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Global Venturing Review podcast, brought to you by Morsonia Limited. My name is, as always, Thierry Helis. I'm the editor of Global Government Venturing and GlobalUniversityVenturing.com, and I will also bring you the news from GlobalCorporateVenturing.com. It's been, I say this a lot, a big week, but actually this time it has been a really big week, with 9 of our top deals above the 9-figure sums. So with that, let's dive straight into deals. The $5.5 billion round on-demand ride provider Didi Huijing has just confirmed to have closed at a $50 billion valuation. That means it is closing ground with rival Uber in terms of size, and the company has indicated it will use the cash to finally expand globally. In this week's Big Deal, news editor Robert Levine takes a look at how that might involve portfolios companies Lyft, Ola and 99, as well as investment in the R&D lab it opened in California earlier this year. Yijin Group, the online automotive marketplace spin-out of motoring e-commerce firm BitAuto, has secured $580 million in funding commitments in a round that includes both its parent company and internet group Tencent. Both investors took part in Yijin's last round when it raised $550 million in August 2016 together with Baidu and JD.com. BitAuto will retain a 48% stake in Yijin once the round formally closes. So a very high valuation there as well. Busy elsewhere as well, Indonesia-based online media, e-commerce and financial services platform Garena has rebranded itself as Sea, that's S-E-A as in the ocean, and revealed $550 million in funding from conglomerates JG Summit Holdings and Unipresident Enterprises. Sea, which also counts Tencent as an investor, has now raised more than $1 billion altogether and intends to put most of the new funding into building its Shopee e-commerce platform. SoftBank is continuing its investment spree, leading a $502 million Series B round for Improbable, a UK company developing software that will make the creation of large-scale virtual worlds possible. Existing backers Andreessen Horowitz and Horizons Ventures joined SoftBank in the round, which will support further development of Improbable's spatial OS platform. And SoftBank has also led a $360 million round for Guardant Health, the developer of a liquid biopsy test for cancer diagnosis, and will help commercialize the company's technology in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. The Improbable and Guardant investments are interesting in that, despite being big, they aren't along the same lines as many of SoftBank's recent large-scale deals, which have generally focused on Asian e-commerce and online services. Temasek, the investment firm owned by Singapore's government, meanwhile, also participated in the latest funding round for Guardant Health, making it the biggest deal on the global government side for the week as well. Modernizing Medicine had raised a total of $87 million in funding as of the $38 million Series E round it closed in 2015, but the electronic health record system developer has taken a big jump with a $231 million investment by private equity firm Warburg Pincus. The deal gave existing shareholders liquidity, according to a press release announcing the investment, and although the shareholders in question weren't mentioned, the company's earlier investors include IBM and Pentland Group. We're staying with the nine-figure sums for a while still. Online payment services provider PayU has invested $120 million in digital lending platform Creditech as part of a strategic partnership agreement. Creditech secured the money at a higher valuation than the reported 300 million euro valuation at which it received $10.5 million from Rakuten in December, and it has now raised a little over $280 million in total. There has been more action in the on-demand transport sector, with Spain-based Cabify having raised $100 million from an undisclosed single investor as part of a Series D round it aims to close at $500 million. The funding, which represents the fifth $100 million plus round to be closed by a ride-hailing company in the past month, will support an expansion drive in Latin America, but the biggest question regards the identity of the mystery backer. SoftBank, Didi Huijing, existing backer Rakuten, no one has said anything so far. But we will keep you updated. India-based mobile wallet operator MobiQuick is working on its own nine-figure round and is reportedly in talks with BlackRock, Bank of Canada, and Canara Bank over a round that will value it at about $1 billion. That valuation would make MobiQuick, which counts Cisco, American Express, GMO, and MediaTek as existing investors, the second unicorn in India's fintech sector, behind Paytm operator 197 Communications. And with that, we are moving slightly further down the ladder to only eight-figure deals. Music royalties platform Cobalt has raised $75 million in a Hearst Entertainment-led Series D round that valued the company at $775 million post-money. The round comes roughly 2 years after GV led the company's $60 million Series C round and reportedly increased Cobalt's overall funding to more than $200 million. And Signified has secured $56 million in an American Express Ventures-backed Series C round that increased its overall funding to almost $100 million. The capital will be used to grow Signify's engineering and fraud expert teams as it seeks to expand the range of services provided by its e-commerce fraud protection platform. Then we also have social music developer Smule, which has raised $54 million in a round led by Tencent that reportedly values it at just over $600 million. The funding will support the company's international expansion, for which Asia is said to be a priority, and is expected to precede an IPO that would take place in the next 18 months. Customer data software provider Gainside has closed a $52 million Series E round featuring Salesforce Ventures and Cisco Investments that took its overall funding to more than $150 million. The round represented Cisco's first investment in Gainside, but Salesforce has been a shareholder since the company's Series B in 2013 and was also involved in the $50 million Series D it closed 2 years later. We've already talked about the biggest government venturing deal with Guardant Health just now, but what about the university venturing world? We haven't had any mind-blowingly large sums there this week, but still a few interesting ones. Among these is Sci5, a US fabless provider of customized semiconductors based on UC Berkeley research, which raised $8.5 million in a Series B round that included spin-out-focused investment firm Osage University Partners. The round was led by Spark Capital, while existing shareholder Sutter Hill Ventures also participated. Sci5 has now secured $13.5 million in total funding. Now then, let's take a look at the week's funds. This isn't a new one, but Dell has brought its corporate venturing unit, Dell Technologies Capital, out of stealth, revealing a 50 strong portfolio and 27 exits in the past 5 years. Quite a big secret to keep there. The unit, which operates out of offices in Silicon Valley, Boston, and Israel, combines resources from Dell's previous CVC subsidiary, Dell Ventures, and EMC Corporate Development and Ventures, which invested on behalf of data storage technology provider EMC before its $67 billion acquisition by Dell last year. China has launched a $2.6 billion venture capital fund aimed at startups in industries of strategic importance, such as IT, energy conservation, and environmental protection, advanced materials, and equipment manufacturing. The fund was set up by the country's Ministry of Finance, the National Development and Reform Commission, the State Development and Investment Corporation, and other unnamed actors. It is expected to invest approximately 80% in early-stage businesses and the remainder in later-stage companies. Meanwhile, International Finance Corporation, the private sector-focused arm of multilateral financial institution World Bank, has agreed to put $10 million into the Stellaris Venture Partners India 1 Fund. The vehicle, established by early-stage VC firm Stellaris Venture Partners, has a target size of $100 million and achieved a first close back in January at $50 million. The second close is expected to occur next month. Stellaris will invest in pre-Series A and Series A rounds of technology and technology-enabled companies based in India. The fund has also attracted capital previously from India-based software company Infosys, which supplied $4.6 million through its $500 million corporate venturing unit. Software developer SAP reportedly also injected $10 million last year. In North America, BDC Capital, The investment arm of the government-owned Business Development Bank of Canada injected $5 million Canadian dollars, that's about $3.6 million US dollars, into the Stand-Up Ventures Fund 1. The fund, set up by the Business Development Bank of Canada and the Ontario province-backed Mass Investment Accelerator Fund, has now achieved its first close. Additional investors are currently being sought. Stand-Up Ventures will be managed by Mass Investment Accelerator Fund and invest in pre-seed and seed stage startups in the healthcare, IT and cleantech sectors. Eligible startups, interestingly, will need to have at least one female founder in a C-level role with a significant ownership stake. No new funds on the university front, so let's move on to exits. Ovid Therapeutics has gone public in a $75 million IPO that has provided exits for Sanofi Genzyme BioVentures and Takeda. The latter is largest external investor. The proceeds will support the progress of two of Ovid's neurological disorder drug candidates through clinical trials and follows some $115 million in equity funding disclosed by the company prior to the offering. And finally, people. It's been fairly quiet on that front, with only one person changing jobs, and that is Ruth Fox Blader, who has moved from Allianz Ventures, the corporate venturing vehicle formed by insurance group Allianz, to UK-based investment and advisory firm Anthemis, where she has been appointed Director of Investments. She had been at Allianz since 2012 and oversaw early-stage investments in the fintech sector. She had also been Engagement Director of the firm's accelerator initiative, Allianz Digital Accelerator, which she helped launch. And with that, once again, you are caught up on the biggest news. As always, you can find more on globalcorporateventuring.com, globaluniversityventuring.com, and globalgovernmentventuring.com. If you do have a spare moment and you feel so inclined, please do leave us a review on iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you download this podcast from. Leave us a few stars, it really helps us grow our audiences, and it is very much appreciated. My name is still Terry Healis. I wish you a productive week, and I will speak to you again next Monday. Goodbye!
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.